So I'm going to introduce now the heart-focused breathing technique. And this is from the HeartMath Institute, something that they've trademarked and done a lot of research on. And this is a practice that begins to get in touch with not only breathing, but also with developing the intention to create or to feel gratitude. And, you know, again, it becomes a meditative practice just because it involves the actual creation of an intention and experience of a feeling within the body. And the feeling here happens to be one that is very refreshing, very, very powerful in its ability to, you know, create relaxation, to create warmth, and to really offset, you know, a lot of the things that we might be carrying around with us, causing stress or causing worry. Get our mind out of the continuous loop that it's often in of trying to do things. And just allows us to focus on things that are important to us, things that we're grateful for. Okay, so without further ado, we'll go ahead and practice this technique and settle in now for a couple of minutes by, you know, sitting upright. You can sit in a chair, but you might want to scoot to the front of the chair so that you can really feel your sit bones. And if you're leaning back, that's fine too. Just notice your body and position as it makes contact to the surface that you're sitting against and leaning against. And allow yourself to just kind of begin to relax, settle into this moment, and clearing space for the next few minutes to do this without any excess thought about what's coming next or what we need to do on that to-do list. And bring the attention now to the breath. And when I say the breath, I mean is that rising and falling of the chest and the stomach. The inflow, the outflow of the breath through the nose or through the mouth. And when I say awareness, what we want to do is really bring our attention to the sensations of the breath. Noticing the movement of the body, the movement of the air flow. We'll bring as much of our awareness to all of the facets of the breath as it enters and exits the body. So that's the first step of the heart-focused breathing technique, is paying attention to the breath. So I'm going to invite you now to pay attention to the second element of heart-focused breathing, and that is allowing your attention and your awareness now to drop into your heart center. And I'll do that by imagining now, encouraging you to imagine that there is a leaf that's floating down right now. And it's right now above your head, floating, fluttering. You can see it just sort of moving back and forth. You can make this leaf any color of the that you want it to be. Think of a big old leaf floating down. And as it goes down your forehead, it's going to rock down through your central channel, meaning that spot from the point of the head right down your spine. And everywhere that it floats down, it is creating an opening and a relaxation and a gentleness so that we relax the muscles as it floats down through our jaw, all those muscles in the jaw, through the neck, floating back and forth, down across the shoulders, releasing, relaxing. Upper chest, softening. And when it gets down to the heart, I'm going to take your hand and just hold it there. Grab it. Stop it. Stop its progress right where your heart center is with that hand, either your dominant hand or the other one, whichever one feels most comfortable to you. Each hand will actually give off a different resonance of feeling there. All right, we've captured that leaf right there in the chest. And now let's imagine the breath, bringing that awareness and that attention to the breath, right there to the heart center. We call it the heart center because it's right there at the center of where our heart is. And the heartbeat might be off just a slight bit to the to one side of the body. But we're going to hold our hand right there in the center of the chest. This is generally where most people feel their center, heart center. And just imagine the breath now moving in and out. Feeling the chest rise and fall, and the breath as if it's going in and out. And as you do that, allow all of your attention and awareness to drop down right into that spot. We're no longer trying to fixate our eyes on a certain spot. Like if your eyes aren't closed already, go ahead and close them. But allow that attention and awareness to be right there on the heart center. Breath moving in and out. And some people like to think of it as a circular breath, where we breathe out and imagine it, the breath going out directly in front of us, dropping down, and then the in-breath coming from the central channel, like down on your pelvic floor, coming up the central channel of your spine, up to the heart center, resting for just a moment as you pause at the top of the breath, and then breathing out and back around. So this is the heart-focused part of this breathing technique. We're focusing on the breath. We're focusing on the heart. And when we feel like that's stabilized, we're going to add the third component. And now this brings in the faculty of our kind of right brain here to join in the fun. Here we're going to imagine and just see floating across your field of awareness, like there's a movie screen on in front of you. I'd like you to go ahead and think of something that you, when you think about this person or this place or this experience, this memory, that it creates a sense of gratitude, a feeling of thankfulness, grace, gratitude. Maybe it's a child or a pet. Maybe it's a memory of your fifth birthday party. And just bringing to mind what that memory is and let it play on the screen in front of you. Some people can see this moving like a video, as if it's a moving platform. Other people might just see a screen, like a snapshot, a slide of that experience. And you might find that you're moving from one experience to the next. But see if you can hold one experience for as long as you can, generating that feeling of warmth. And here we're going into the body with a genuine sense of emotional shift, allowing ourselves here to feel what gratitude feels like. And sometimes the image of that person or pet or experience automatically makes us feel kind of warm, kind of open, kind of flowing with a different energy. And as we focus again on the breath, in and out the heart, allow the breath to expand with that feeling, or the feeling to expand with the breath, whichever one is happening. Just allowing that image to become a felt sense moving through your body, starting right there in the heart. And as it grows, see if you can move that feeling down towards your waist, and upward, toward your face, toward your crown. And move it in front of you, and back of you, and just let that feeling that's radiating from your chest, this appreciation and gratitude, flow freely and grow. Okay, so I invite you to try this again. Without my words, now that you know what that technique is, you'll hold that feeling for as long as you can. Maybe set a timer for 5 to 10 minutes that you practice this. Notice what you land on each time. I know for me it's my kids that most frequently bring me that sense of appreciation and gratitude. It'll be something that you know for yourself really speaks to your feeling of connection and welcoming. And it can change every time. It might change multiple times during the experience. So play around with that. And allow yourself, again, just like a meditative practice, the opportunity to do that. If you have a longer meditation practice that you do, maybe you start with this for the first couple of minutes and then move into your regular practice. This doesn't need to be a huge thing. It can be done a couple of times a day, or it can be done once as a longer practice. But with practice, meaning doing it regularly and with consistency, you'll find your ability to create and generate that sensation and that feeling in your body becomes easier and easier. And what an amazing gift to be able to move your body from a place of maybe stress or worry or sadness into a place of gratitude, which has a much richer, warmer healing field to it than when we spend our time placing our focus on the things that aren't right or the things that we don't like or the things that are bothering us. Okay, and I'm not telling you not to worry or to deal with those things as well, but I think most people would report that when you spend some time also cultivating and nurturing these positive experiences, then the experiences that we have that we might think of as negative, you know, might not feel quite so overwhelming. There might be a little bit of a space or a pause in there for us to think about things more openly or differently or bring a different level of creativity to those. You also might find that just by noticing that with our thinking, we can generate and create a different experience than we were just experiencing a few moments ago, we might be able to shift out of that habitual pattern of thinking about things and adding layer upon layer upon layer of different thoughts of worry and anxiety, bringing the body up into an elevated sense of place of stress. That if we can notice that we're doing that with our thinking, and we're believing many of these thoughts to be reality, some of them might be, but some of them probably aren't. So how can we notice that we're doing that and bring in awareness and bring in attention back into the heart? And I do invite that hand on the chest as a very powerful way to sort of help ground us, and some evidence, some research that HeartMath has uncovered suggests that the hand on the chest actually does create a deeper feeling of calm and connection. There's a softness there that we can begin to connect with. So, all right, that's the teaching on the heart-focused breath, and you'll know from our first session on, it's something that I encourage people to look at and practice. And it does check off the box on a couple of the top 10 self-care practices that I encourage you to do as well. It's got the breathing, it's got the relaxation technique, it's got the gratitude piece to it as well as visualizing, which is a very powerful practice and method for changing our ways of thinking. Okay, so that's the heart-focused breathing technique teaching, and I welcome your feedback on how that's going for you. Okay, take care and have a great day.